Hey Thomas, it's Stephanie. I am sitting in my car again, but this time I'm at a different sort of practice. So here's what I thought about today. It is raining. For the first time, really, this fall season that we are in. And you might even be able to hear the raindrops hitting the top of my car. It's a very cool sound, and I really enjoy it. So, here's the thing. I took a shower, got dressed in pants and a long sleeve shirt. And then I put socks and boots on, and then I finished getting ready because, you know, you gotta do your hair and stuff. But then I was so excited to go and put on my little down vest that I've had for many, many years now, which is good. But I just realized that this vest might be my favorite piece of clothing to wear in this sort of season, like weather-wise. It just makes me feel so cozy, and I can dress it up and I can dress it down. Like, I have jeans on today, and so I feel a little bit more like, I don't know, like a step up from leggings, you know? But I can still wear the vest with leggings if I wanted to. So it feels very versatile. And, like, it is black, so I can wear it with pretty much anything. That's really good. And I don't know. Maybe it's also that I just really like fall. And so being able to put it on made me feel like, oh, finally, we are out of summer. I can wear my vest again. And so as I'm talking through this out loud, first I did it in my head, now I'm doing it out loud. It sounds a little silly to me. Like, why is wearing this vest so important to me? Is it important to me? Am I just making a big deal out of nothing? I mean, I am very excited to wear it, so maybe it is kind of a big deal, but I don't know. I guess a question over to you. Do you have a favorite article of clothing that you can only really wear a certain time of year? And how excited do you get to be able to wear it when the seasons change? I do get excited about being able to put a sweatshirt on too. Like, it's just goes back to being cozy. So there is that. But I was just trying to think if there's another something else for a different season that I would be excited about. And I'm not sure there is. Maybe it is just specific to fall. And I don't know, maybe that's part of the reason why it's my favorite season. I don't know. Now I'm questioning everything. All right, well, I hope I've given you something to respond to here. I'm really interested to hear. All right. I am going to text you very soon. But first, I'm going to go check on my kid in the practice. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, Stephanie. It's Thomas. Responding to your message. The rain is very cool. I could totally hear it. I don't know if it's going to come through on the final recording, but to everyone listening, the rain sounds very cool in the car. It was really relaxing too. I know cold rain in fall sounds not that cozy, but for some reason this felt like extra cozy. So Let's see. Cozy. Vests, yes. Okay, important note before I talk about the stuff that you talked about. We had a long conversation last week about a vest, a very specific vest of mine. To be clear, you sent me this before, a couple weeks before I decided to bring up the topic of my vest, my also very cozy vest. So you could say we're invested. And this was kind of an accident that we're both talking about vests for 2 weeks in a row, and it's delightful. So. Just so that everybody knows, Stephanie came up with the idea to talk about her vest before I did, but you heard me talking about my vest first. So you get credit. You get credit for bringing up one of my favorite, it's not quite an article, it's like a type of clothing. I love a vest. I love a vest. It's so cozy. But my arms are still out. Keeps me a little cool. Keeps the heat cycling okay. Yeah, I'm a huge fan. You can layer them over things. You can put them under things. Vests are great. The vest that you're referencing, I think I have seen before. If this is the same vest that you've had for a few years, then I think you were wearing it the last time I visited California, and I think there's a very good photo of the two of us, the only photo of the two of us wearing, and you are wearing that vest. So it is a treasure beyond how cozy it makes you feel. But I got very excited when I realized that I have seen this vest. And yeah, it's a good vest. It goes with everything. Black works. Black really, really works. Let's see. You were talking about how this vest makes you feel and that this is like a favorite article of clothing and it happens at a favorite time of year when you can finally wear it. And do you like the time of year or do you like how you feel when the time of year comes just because of the clothes, the special clothes, your favorite clothes you get to wear? Whoa, big questions. There's something about feeling cozy that is different than feeling hot. So like in the summer, things are hot. And maybe the difference is like feeling sweaty. Maybe the difference is feeling overheated. But when you're cozy, you're just the right temperature. You're just the right warmth. If you get a little too hot in cozy weather, cozy clothes weather, you can always take something off and then you cool down a little bit and like maintain that cozy. Whereas in the summer, even in the same temperature range, you just get overheated and then it's really hard to cool down. So yeah, I think there's totally something to that feeling, that specific feeling, and then the clothes that help make it possible. Let's see. So your question to me was, do I have a favorite article of clothing, just like your vest, that makes me feel a certain way, but that I can only wear at a certain time of year? And I think that's coolest part of your question, is that it can't be something that you can wear all the time. So I've thought about this for like a day now, and the thing that's coming up for me, the last time that I got real excited over wearing a thing at a specific season, also had to do with feeling cozy. And it is my wetsuit for going surfing, for going and being in the ocean when it's cold. Now, on the East Coast where I live, you only need a wetsuit during fall and winter and maybe some springtime. But in the summer, no way. It's way too hot. I know that's different on the West Coast, and especially in California, where the water is cold for much of the year, and you kind of want to be in a wetsuit. So, I know. There are other coasts aside from the one that you live on. But that means there's a time of year when you need to make the choice to put on a wetsuit. So the other challenging part about that is it's not only how cold you are, and that can be like maybe the water's not cold yet, but the air is really cold and then you're wet and so the wind is blowing on you and you're like, okay, well, I'm colder out of the water than I am in it, in the water. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes the water's cold, but the air and sunlight is really warm, and so then just what's in the water is cold, and then the other half of you is warm. So deciding when you get to wear, you get to like totally suit up, as it were, is not quite a select temperature thing. Sometimes ocean currents can do weird things. Storms can push cold water places and stuff as well. So it's not always a specific season, but the other thing that plays into whether you choose to wear a wetsuit or not is how much extra work you want to do, because wetsuits are really stretchy and they are skin tight, and they have to be tight because they trap some water gets in to them, which is what makes them different than dry suits, which is also a thing that you can go into the ocean with. And it traps it. It's tight. It traps that water close to your body. That water heats up, and then that helps keep you warm. So it has to be tight on you, and it has to be thick enough to keep water in and help insulate you. And the challenge is that you then have to, when you're paddling or swimming, you then have to push against the wetsuit as well as against the water. So you're constantly kind of stretching. You have resistance over all of your movement. So a lot of surfers will not wear one until they really need to, until it really gets cold. But this is where my experience comes in. I love feeling cozy, warm. And so without fail, every season that I've gone surfing and needed to wear a wetsuit, I am the absolute first person out in the waves, in the lineup, to be wearing their wetsuit. I've always been the first person. And I'll pick it on day, like as soon as it gets cold enough, I think it's cold enough, either the water or the air, I'm wearing it. And even though it means I have to paddle more, or it tires me out paddling more, that's fine. Because when you wear a wetsuit in those kind of like early fall conditions, like when it's just getting cold enough, the water that it traps next to your body really heats up, and it feels like you're sitting in a warm bath. And that feeling is so relaxing and just like feels great. So that is the item of clothing that I only get to wear on certain seasons. If you put it on at any other time, like if you try to put one on in the summertime, you start sweating instantly. It's like not comfortable at all. I remember trying on wetsuits for the first time because I was going to go surfing in the winter more, because I lived closer to the beach for college, and I put on the first wetsuit and it like fit okay. And the guy in the surf shop was like, okay, here's the second one. It's going to be harder to put on. And I'm like, what do you mean? And it's because I had started sweating. And then you try to like pull on this skin tight, tough, stretchy thing that like slurps to your body. And it's really, really hard to get on and off at that point. And then by the third one, I just was about to give up. So I think we've talked about me having to get out of a wetsuit. Yeah, that's somewhere in our conversations that I needed a friend to help pull that off, because sometimes they are really quite snug. But yeah, so that is my item of clothing, and yeah, I get really excited to wear it. When it gets colder, it's not quite the same level of coziness, to be clear. So I think, I don't know if this is how you feel with the vest during the like cozy time. I'm curious if like full winter counts as cozy time with the vest or not too, because full winter gets cold enough that even with the right clothes on, kind of uncomfortable. So that's the same with my wetsuit as well. It basically gets cold enough, the water gets cold enough that you're just unhappy. And this is like keeping you safe. You're warm enough that you're going to be okay if you're moving around, but it's not fun. You still get like ice cream headaches and stuff from the water. So I don't, that wetsuit wearing time period does not stick out in my head at all. It really is kind of that first very late summer, very early fall, like mid-fall time. So, yeah. You asked why is this important? And I'm thinking about that now with my thing to see if there's anything else I can add to that question. I think it's a specific feeling. That cozy feeling is very seasonal and temperature dependent. And as we're finding out, clothes dependent, because if you're not wearing something cozy, then you're cold. And that really is the opposite feeling. So I don't know. It's a specific body experience. And I think those stand out. Those definitely stand out. Part of me, I don't have any surf trips coming up on the horizon, but part of me wants to go put on my wetsuit just to feel it, just to feel cozy. Maybe I could go sit in the bathtub and turn on some like mildly cold water and sit in the bathtub in my wetsuit. It's a lot of work, and I feel like it would make me instantly sweaty. And, you know, this was a very silly idea, and I think it pulls apart another piece of this, which is my coziness and enjoyment of this article of clothing is very activity dependent as well. I wonder if I would feel as cozy sitting in the bathtub in my wetsuit in cold water in fall. I don't know. Maybe I'll try that. Maybe. Now I think I have to, because it seems so silly. It's like, okay, well, huh. I wonder what this feels like. Maybe I'll put some ice cubes in there to cool it down. Put on a surf video or something. That's very silly. Okay. Hey, great question. Glad we got a double vest. We both got to talk about our favorite vests this 2 weeks. Because yeah, vests are great. Also, it makes me laugh that your vest is like very chill. Black vest goes with everything, and mine is very loud. Of course, we would both love vests, and they would be very different. So I am going to go reply to your text very soon. I hope you stayed mostly dry, because while the rain is very cool on the outside of the car, on the inside of Once it gets on you and it's cold, it starts becoming less fun. But I will reply to you very soon, because, you have texted me. Bye, Stephanie.